This is KNKX. With more than 140 cases of COVID-19 confirmed among students on the University of Washington's Greek Row, there are a lot of questions about how this will impact school and sports in the fall. We learn more from KNKX sports commentator Art Thiel. Art, with this outbreak on Greek Row, what are the consequences for the start of school in the fall?
Well, it jeopardizes it because these are the kinds of outbreaks that are concerning to all public health officials and certainly University of Washington. These fraternities are on private property, so they're not directly accountable to the university, but the students are directly accountable to their fellow students. All the cases were reported to be asymptomatic and there had been no hospitalizations to date. But they haven't checked everyone, and there are about 1,100 students occupying the fraternities this summer. So that's about a 15% infection rate. They've got to get that turned around, and you have to have some control of the student population or the entire operation is jeopardized.
Right. And how does the Greek Row outbreak impact the start of fall sports at UW?
The university is separately testing its athletes as they return to campus for their various sports. So far, about 150 have returned to campus, and only 3 have reported positive. So that's a good sign for the fact that the word has gotten out among the athletes to take care of yourself and follow all the protocols that are required in order to return to campus, because it's important to have a lot of students back because the University of Washington, Washington State, and all the Pac-12 schools have agreed that unless students are on campus, the sports are not going to be run independently. You're not going to have a special fiefdom of athletes providing entertainment and no other students on campus. So they've got to get control of this in order for the sports to operate.
And then there's also the issue of lost television revenue if these sports don't go on.
Right. That's the big driver here. The university needs to get as many games as possible on TV because television revenues from football sustain all the other varsity sports, 21 of them. And without that revenue, the entire enterprise collapses because they're already going without attendance revenue because so far fans will not be allowed in any of the stadiums.
And then there's another issue, Art. The University of Washington certainly isn't the only school in the country to have trouble with its sports program, particularly related to budget cuts.
Right. The University of Washington has already cut 15% from its athletic budget for this year. That includes pay cuts along with some other programmatic cuts. So they're feeling it already. This week, Stanford said it's going to cut 11 of its 36 sports after the 2020-21 season. They were already anticipating a loss of revenue from football, and so they just decided we've got to get rid of these sports permanently because we can't sustain 36 of them. And then on the East Coast, the 8 Ivy League schools suspended all sports this fall. With all these things layering upon college sports, I think it's going to be really hard to start school on time. And I'm really thinking that it's going to be unlikely that college football will have full seasons, if they have any seasons at all.
All right, Art, thanks.
My pleasure.
KNKX sports commentator Art Thiel's website is Sports Press Northwest at sportspressnw.com. You can subscribe to podcasts of our weekly conversations at knkx.org or wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Kirsten Kendrick.